AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On the flight home to Florida from a trip to Washington, President-elect Donald Trump says he's going to nominate Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz as Attorney General, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State, and former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence. Earlier, the president-elect met at the White House with President Biden.
Politics is tough, and it's, in many cases, not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today, and I appreciate it very much. A transition that's so smooth, it'll be as smooth as it can get, and I very much appreciate that, Jim.
You're welcome.
Trump also met with House Republicans.
I just want to thank everybody. You've been incredible. We worked with a lot of you to get you in. And you helped me, and you helped me, too.
Senate Republicans voted John Thune from South Dakota as the next majority leader. He says Republicans have a mandate.
A mandate not only to clean up the mess left by the Biden-Harris-Schumer agenda, but also to deliver on President Trump's priorities.
Thune broke publicly with Trump over the effort to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election, which he called inexcusable. For Democrats, California Congressman Pete Aguilar says they're concerned about the new Trump administration.
We're going to need to articulate a positive vision for the future where everyone has a shot at a better life, and where elected leaders keep their promises.
President Biden will hold talks this week with China's Xi Jinping on the sidelines of a summit in Peru. A man who worked for the U.S. government has been charged with leaking classified information assessing Israel's earlier plans to attack Iran. Most economists, though, think inflation will eventually resume its slowdown. The San Antonio Spurs say their coach, Basketball Hall of Famer Greg Popovich, suffered a mild stroke. This is AP News. Since Donald Trump's victory last week, requests for permanent sterilizations and long-time birth control like IUDs have surged.
One company selling emergency contraception saw a 966% increase in sales in the 60 hours following the election compared with the week before. That's because people who feel uncertain about access to birth control and abortions in the coming years are stockpiling emergency contraception and abortion pills in case they need them. Research found that more women had their tubes tied post-Roe, with the biggest increases in states that ban abortion. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Disruptions to Amtrak service on the Northeast Corridor continue as downed wires stop trains between Philadelphia and Wilmington, Delaware, and service between New York and New Haven, Connecticut remains suspended because of a fire near a train route in New York City. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.